Time now to go to Larry Weber with Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing wonderfully.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was very glad to see the snow. You know, this is interesting. As recently as Thursday, there was no snow in the forecast. And boy, things changed on Friday's forecast, and it keeps getting upgraded. So now in our area here, we are right in the track of it, and we could get as much as the forecasters are giving themselves quite a leeway, but I saw as much as from 6 to 14. Mm. So we will see when it all settles down. The real hard snow has not yet started. We just got back from a walk, and it was more wet than anything else. It was a continuous, but it was more wet. I was very glad to see this, not only because I'm ready for snow, but because the precipitation-wise, we've been such a dry month again. Now, here we are almost 2 weeks into November, and up at to this point, we had gotten only one rain. You know, so we could definitely use the precipitation. Temperature-wise, also continue to be considerably above normal. The first 12 days, we had a temperature of over 41 degrees Fahrenheit. And now that compares to November as a whole is about 28 for the whole month. Now, it's not unusual to have some mild days first, and then we go through a period where we have some real change. You know, it's the freeze-up month, and that freeze-up usually happens in the second half. I always look for what I call a healthy November, and a healthy November means that we have ground frozen and all the lakes and ponds, a certain amount of ponds and swamps. Lakes are a little bit too big, but ponds and swamps frozen, ground frozen, and then we get snow. That has not been happening here. Matter of fact, there's no ice out there at all. And so this is going to be interesting what the effect it has and how long it stays. I'm surprised with the mild conditions that it is building up on the ground. Since we last spoke, we changed our clocks. You know, we have the early darkness. How are you dealing with the early darkness? Yeah, it does take some adjusting. But nevertheless, you know, we have lighter in the morning, so that's on that side of it, too. I also spoke last time about some of the early migrants coming across them. I shouldn't say early, about middle migrants coming across. Lots of snow buntings and tree sparrows and juncos. Well, those groups seem to have moved on. I saw very few of any of those this week, but I did see some other migrants take the place. I saw a flock of Bohemian waxwings one day. I was a little bit surprised. Temperatures were mild. We were in the 50s, and there was a flock of Bohemian waxwings. They're usually associated with such colder weather. They're a winter bird that stays with us all winter. So we'll see if this flock will continue to hang around. And then I saw a flock of redpolls, first redpole flock I had seen this season. Usually that happens in November, and then they're kind of sporadic at first, and they're in the alders and the birches, and we don't see too much of them. But as they get later into winter, they start coming to bird feeders. So that remains to be seen. In addition to that, plenty of bald eagles flying over. Really, November is always a good time to see that. I saw several types of water birds this week, too, including flocks of ducks, including buffleheads, which are always a neat duck to see, the big white patch on the head. I saw a flock of those. Mallards, black ducks, Canada geese, mergansers, and then last evening, about dusk, I was outside and I heard this noise coming up. I took a look and it was a flock of tundra swans going over. Now, tundra swans are not unusual to see flying over in the spring, but in fall, it's not that common. They pretty much keep going past us. So it was a terrific sighting. In addition to that, other critters continue to prepare. Probably the biggest one of note this week has been the beavers. Beavers are very active at this time. Getting out there, cutting down some last-minute foods, taking back and putting it into their cache, waiting for the freeze-up. They reinforce the lodge and so forth, so they're quite busy at this time. I bike a lot on the nearby Munger Trail, and I went for a bike ride on it yesterday, and right there at one spot, there was a tree cut down by a beaver that was blocking most of the trail. So that shows us that they come out, find the trees wherever they can. In addition to that, the muskrats are also active getting their preparation for winter. And I saw as recently as two nights ago, about 3 nights ago, it was on the evening of the 10th, I saw a big brown bat still out. That's another example of an animal that does mostly a hibernation. It's not a complete hibernation. They will wake during the winter, but they have to store up food, so it was out getting a last-minute snack. Flying squirrels continue to come to the bird feeder. Last night we had seven. Snowshoe hare and cottontail rabbits getting ready in their own ways. Coyotes calling almost every night. Raccoon coming to the bird feeder, so plenty of action from those mammals. I did see a few other things kind of surprising this week because of the mild temperatures. I saw a turtle one day, and turtles are ones that go to sleep as they get cold. But this one was just seeming to enjoy the breathing the fresh air. It came to the surface and just kind of sat there. So, realizing that it's going to be going to sleep soon. Few insects still out on that same day. I saw some whirlyjig beetles on the surface of the water, and I saw some water beetles take flight from a swamp. You know, that's an interesting thing. A lot of these insects that live in smaller ponds, when the weather gets cold, they feel that it's not necessarily a good place to be, and so they take off and fly to a bigger body of water, like to a lake. And I saw that happening twice this week with some of the water beetles. Still plenty of ballooning in the world of spiders, where the baby spiders throw out a thread and they let the wind carry it away. I was sitting on the deck one day this week, and one of them landed in my lap. It is just their way of traveling. We are pretty much devoid of leaves right now. There are still a few. I was commenting with this morning about how our lilac has finally dropped its leaves, thanks to the recent weather conditions we have right now. But weeping willows still have their leaves, and in many cases, they're bright yellow. They're really pretty at this time. And then, of course, the buckthorn. Yeah, the green leaves of the buckthorn show just how common it is. I define this the season we're in right now, autwin, A-U-T-W-I-N, I define it as being the time after the leaf drop and before the snow covers. And the leaf drop was early this year, somewhere before the 10th of October already. Usually it's about the 15th. And now just might be the beginning of the end of autwin. If this snow cover comes down as they forecast it and it stays, then we will be moving on to the next season. Moving on to the next phase. So have a good one. Enjoy it.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be wet and heavy, but get out and enjoy it anyway.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 for Weekend Outdoors.